This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Both houses of Congress passed their own versions of a new farm bill. Chief lobbyist for the Illinois Farm Bureau, Adam Nielsen, presented on the House version at the BN by the Numbers event. He talked with GLT's Mary Cullen at the EDC event to talk about the implications of the measure.
The House version of the farm bill passed with only two votes over the minimum, and all of them were Republican. Adam Nielsen says that makes him uneasy because a farm bill ought to pass with a huge majority.
One party, this was the first time that we have had a Republican-only House farm bill. I hope that doesn't start a trend because it would be unfortunate if we couldn't get back to the days when it was less partisan, and we can't afford that. There are fewer congressional districts today, a shrinking number of congressional districts that are dominated by farmland or agriculture. So we need urban and suburban members, and we need bipartisanship. The Senate bill is a lot more bipartisan, and that's good. And there's some policies in there now that we would like to make sure don't end up in the final bill. But anyway, I guess it's politics do enter into it. There's no question. We just kind of you got to go with the flow.
Definitely. So building from there, it's obviously not only farming districts that are impacted by the farm bill. Can we talk about how everyday consumers see an impact from this bill?
Yeah, I'd say that it's reflected in the prices they pay for food. We're fortunate in the United States to pay a relatively small percentage of our income on food. So the farm bill, I think, does even out production, and it prevents there from being wild swings due to either weather or economic issues in production and prices. And we're very blessed here in the United States to have an abundance of food that is affordable. And I think the Farm Bill helps us achieve that.
Another thing that we are seeing in this Farm Bill is the SNAP provision that you mentioned earlier. How are we seeing the local impact of SNAP?
Yeah, SNAP is a very important program. We want to make sure that everybody eats farmers get 20 cents on average of every dollar that's spent at the grocery store. There's a lot of transportation. As you know, it's not just the raw commodity, but there's a whole lot that goes into food production and packaging. But, you know, we've always said that the farmer gets about 20% of that. Well, they get 20% of every SNAP dollar that's spent, too, on food. We understand that. We understand that there's hunger in Illinois and Bloomington Normal across the country, and that program is putting food on the plate for a lot of families who would not afford to be able to do it otherwise. So there's some demand there. And farmers want to make sure that people are fed, and there's a lot of discussion over should we be asking anything else of people who are on SNAP, and I know that debate has been significant this time around. We don't have much in our policy book on that. Again, we're just hoping that it doesn't become the issue that it has.
So this new SNAP provision would require workers, in order to receive SNAP, to have worked 20 hours a week. Is that correct?
Yeah. I know that some of our members think that's a good thing, and they understand that our economy right now is really good, and unemployment is low, and people should, participate in the workforce. I know that sentiment is shared by a lot of folks. I mean, organizationally, we don't have a position on it. And I talk about it from a political standpoint. It makes it harder to get to 218 when something like that is in the mix. My heart can't take more dramatic roll calls.
Let's talk a little bit about the impact of crop insurance.
Crop insurance is very important. It is the most important program for farmers right now. They pay substantial premiums out of their pocket. The government also assists with risk premium support. We have a very high level of participation in the program. And if there is a weather disaster like we had in 2012, farmers are equipped to get back into the field the next year. There's without disruption. They'll receive an indemnity and not made 100% whole, but they will, if you're buying 85% coverage, you're getting 85% of what you lost. And that's better than zero. Or waiting 2 years, because the disaster bills used to be passed during election years, and they didn't have a very good way or a very fair way of distributing disaster assistance. You know, everybody was getting it, whether you had a disaster or not. It was just made it very difficult to distribute it to people who, had suffered the disaster. And so it was a watered-down program. It was ad hoc. It wasn't on the budget. Crop insurance is budgeted. In the last 4 years in Illinois, the out-of-pocket premiums that farmers paid has more than covered any of the indemnities that they've had in the last 4 years. We've had a good stretch.
And so where does crop insurance stand on this current farm bill?
Right now it looks like it's in good shape. We were able to defeat harmful amendments that were aimed at undercutting the program in the House. It remains to be seen whether Senator Durbin and Grassley will get a vote on the bill to increase risk premium support for higher income farmers. So I'll wait to see what happens there. And if that amendment does go to the floor and it does pass again, we would hope that the Senate would negotiate that away in conference.
GLT's Mary Cullen talking with Adam Nielsen, chief lobbyist for the Illinois Farm Bureau, about the 2018 Farm Bill on GLT's Sound Ideas.